just call George.
Elementary.
Call us up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, I got to get it. I'm going to just do something right over here.
All right.
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, thank you.
Bring another. That's going to do a great job.
Thank you. Thank you. How you doing?
Nice seeing you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, hey.
For the cameras, can you walk over here just a couple seconds and ask you quickly about Webb's over there saying that you think about the show, terror tactics, interrogation, et cetera, et cetera. Okay. So I'll ask you about that.
Mr. Allen. I was curious.
Mr. Cameron has the first question we'll ask you.
I thought he just asked.
No. He said, where's your camera?
There he goes. We're here. We're all good.
You're one here.
Right here.
Good.
Take a step back.
Yeah, we got the projector in your face.
Yeah.
There we go.
That's good.
Yeah. Oh, let's get the flag in the background.
You
got the flag in the background? No, you're lying. You're not telling me.
Your opponent's over there saying that he stands with Mr. McCain and Mr. Warner and Mr. Graham when it comes to interrogation and detention tactics vis-a-vis terrorists, and thinks it's about time you make a decision. Give us a feel for where you stand and what ultimately you think we should do.
What we ought to do is have people of goodwill on both sides. My good partner, John Warner, he and I have actually spoken and met this morning on this, as well as what the president's trying to do. Here's two key principles and goals here. Number one, we need to protect Americans and allow the interrogation techniques that have been very helpful to continue. And we also need to live up to our Geneva Treaty rules, because the precedent would be if we back off it, any of our Americans who are caught by Iran or North Korea or Cuba could be tortured. And we're not for torture. We're not for waterboarding. What's going to happen is that Senator Warner and the White House, I think that they're actively working together. As I said yesterday, I want to be a bridge. Be a bridge to make sure that the interrogation techniques that have been so helpful in protecting Americans from attacks and also for our troops in the field continue, while also upholding and living up to the Geneva Convention. So my prediction is, because I think there's action here, and it's one that I'm going to keep working on for the rest of this week, being a bridge so you get all these proposals. There'll be modifications, but I think you're going to see Republicans and Democrats come together, because the security of our country is too important to let these interrogation techniques stop and therefore make us more susceptible to terrorist attacks.
The president says that if the current practices aren't essentially codified in law, they're going to stop. The agency won't do it. Your opponent would allow that to happen.
Yeah, my opponent is seeming to take is to stop the interrogation. That is dangerous for this country, and he ought to know better. His dislike and disdain for President Bush is clouding good sense. Here's what's going to happen. You never can be sure, but I know John Warner, and I've talked to him. We've discussed this morning, just before this, several times this morning. And in fact, the reality is, I think you're going to see the White House working with Senator Warner, working with Senator McCain and others, and they're going to make some modifications, and we're going to continue these important interrogations for our security. And I also think it'll be done in such a way that all this evidentiary concerns, those all can be worked out, in my view, very easily, because whether it's Senator Warner, whether it's the White House, whether it's Negroponte, whether it's General Hayden, whether it's Lindsey Graham and John McCain, all of us want to make sure that we're securing America. When we get these enemy combatants, we want to glean information out of them. It has been helpful in the past in thwarting and foiling terrorist attacks, and it's also information that has helped our troops out in the field. We can't let that lapse just because my opponent wants to be partisan and political.
Will your children join Senator Webb's children in
Iraq? The president sounded pretty uncompromising.
Will he stop attacking our kids?
Are you persuaded now?
When has he attacked your kids?
Yeah, they are. They are. That was the point. Very good question, Dale, because the reality is the White House and the Senate and these leaders in particular and me, more specifically, do not want these terrorist interrogation techniques to stop. The program must continue. The other issue is, of course, the Geneva Accords. And we cannot be seen, nor should we, back off those accords. They won't matter, as a practical matter, that much as far as Al-Qaeda. They don't care about any of this. They lop people's heads off. My concern is that of a precedent. Then what if one of our undercover CIA agents is captured in a state, such as Cuba or Venezuela or Iran or North Korea? We want to make sure that our standards are ones that they would follow as well, because if someone doesn't follow them, they can be charged with war crimes. I would also like to point out that our country, the Hamdan decision, that actually was because we appointed a lawyer to represent him, and that went to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court made that decision. And so the United States has high values, and we can, from my perspective, adhere to our values and principles and the Geneva Accords, as well as continue the interrogation program without torture. And by the way, last year I was what it passed 90-9, and I'm opposed to torture, again, because of the safety for our troops that may be captured.
I've heard that Senator McCain and Senator Warner had a clear majority in the Senate for the bill that came out of the Armed Services Committee, and that's why the White House is now eager to negotiate. Is that your reading of it?
Look, these are all private conversations, but I've encouraged all the parties to continue working together. I want to be a bridge to get everyone to work together, because this interrogation program is too important for our security to let it lapse. And I do think we need to uphold American values.
Senator, we're going to do
the negotiations
more.
Would have continued regardless of that vote count. But it did have a lot of support.
So the big moment of this debate was Peggy Fox's question, why did it make you so angry, and what did you think was going on there?
What do you mean made me so angry?
Well, you really sort of wheeled on her there for asking.
Because I'm one who's always advocated. In fact, I've even said this to Jafari when they were setting up their government in Iraq, and I always talk about the four pillars of a free and just society. And the first pillar of a free and just society is freedom of religion, where rights are not enhanced nor diminished on account of religious beliefs. The second pillar is freedom of expression for men and women. The third is private ownership of property. And the fourth pillar is the rule of law, where disputes are fairly adjudicated and our God-given rights are protected. The first freedom is freedom of religion. As a governor and as a senator, I've even tried to, and have been getting funding for a monument to the first freedom in Richmond. And so for somebody to come out of the blue, first of all, dragging my mother into my thoughtless remark, which I've said is a mistake, and I apologize for, to drag my mother into this and then make whatever sort of comment that was, you just don't judge people by their ethnicity, hey Seth, ethnicity, or their religion. And it's just, and in fact, the audience had the same reaction. It's all right, they dragged his mother in, and now they're asking about her religious beliefs. And even the audience found that to be something that is contrary to our foundational values. Okay. But I answered it anyway.
Did you feel the subtext of that question?
Say what?
Will your children possibly be joining Webb's son in Iraq?
We have an 8-year-old daughter, a 15-year-old son, and an 18-year-old daughter. I was the daughter of a Marine pilot who served Smithtown.
Let's go back.
Yes,
do you believe that by asking that question, that Peggy was making a suggestion about racist notions on the part of your mother? I mean,
you can interview the questioner.
Were you offended?
I think you ask anybody, what is your religious belief? Mm-hmm. He can ask, I suppose, but in the context that it was being asked, my mother, and I don't know if I said it before or after her question, is my mother of all people, who taught me beyond the football meritocracy and level playing field aspects of football, where you didn't care where someone was for as long as they helped your team win. My mother's one who taught us tolerance for people of all backgrounds, nationalities, ethnicity, race, or religious beliefs, because after all, my mother's father was incarcerated by the Nazis in World War II. And when my mother would see something that is like that, that would bother her, and she shared that with us as children. And so the concept of freedom and equality and justice for all, interestingly enough, was taught by my mother as much as anyone else in my life.
I guess what I'm getting to is, do you feel like Peggy was saying your mom used to use the
N-word?
She never did. That was her. First of all, she never would.
We made that clear, Bob.
Sorry.
He's really playing this issue in his personal game.
Well, you're right. And frankly, this what I saw today, we were talking about lunch,
yeah.
But maybe John is trying to help him.
Yeah.
And well, the Warner wouldn't discuss it.
Right.
I think he's like, I'm sure.